The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. What happens after the game wraps up, either when the day is done or the professional career is done? We'll take a look at what your favorite athletes are doing when they aren't in the game. Now, here is your host, Lamar Campbell.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome back. Welcome back. NBA season kicks off tonight. We have a lot to talk about tonight. No guests, but we're going to be doing some things differently moving forward on Life After the Game in the middle of the season. But let's get to the World Series talk. Big Poppy David Ortiz came up huge last night for the Boston Red Sox. One of the things that came up early in the conversation was, is that did Ortiz still have it in him? And wouldn't it be such a feel-good story for us to actually get David Ortiz and the Boston Red Sox an opportunity to win the championship after what happened at the Boston Marathon this year? You know, follow me on Twitter, Life After T Game, or feel free to give me a call, 1-888-346. And make sure you follow, send me an email, Lamar at Life After the Game. Again, that's Lamar at Life After the Game. One of the things that we're talking about, getting some tweets already, is that what Big Poppy said after his initial response to what happened at the Boston. This is our bleeping city. This is our bleeping city. So every time he makes a big play, I have been tweeting out, this is our bleeping city. And what a feel-good story. You know, I was at the broadcast boot camp. We had an opportunity to see what stories work best for us. And we talked a lot about the feel-good stories. Feel-good stories are something that is just unbelievable. And one of the things that we can do with Boston is that if they can pull it out, now, mind you, if they can pull it out, and I go to my man Kurt Schilling, a good friend of mine, that always said, you know, the winner of that pivotal game, which was last night, usually goes on to win the World Series. So it will be some very, very difficult for St. Louis to come back and win after going to Boston and winning two games. But shout out to Big Poppy. Great game last night. But let's get down to it. And everyone, NBA opening night. This one, you know, Miami and Chicago, two teams that do not like each other. And this is something, you know, last year's challenges were vertical tomato cans, what the Heat was facing now in the East. You know, the Pacers team already tantalizing close to the pinnacle, and a Nets team with a Celtics heartbeat and the Bulls with Derrick Rose somehow flying higher after knee surgery, 4 more inches. You know, Dwayne Wade said the teams lined up in the opposing corner of the ring. And don't call them rivals, you know, call them what they are, you know, teams that really and truly dislike us. And, you know, it's a list that certainly extends beyond the Eastern Conference when that storyline reaches double digit. You know, Kobe Bryant coming back, you know, how close can he be to the old Kobe Bryant and his greatness? But for the first time in a long time, we're seeing an NBA since the Jordan era. You know, there was a lot. Recently, you know, the NBA is a younger team. There are a lot of younger guys playing the game now. But what it was missing from that 90s era that I think that we do have now is the rivalry. You know, we saw a lot of guys hanging out. We saw a lot of guys marketing themselves. We saw a lot of guys that were friends that were from different teams. And what you're seeing now is an opportunity to have these guys. There's a great interview by Derrick Rose that, you know, he's jealous. He's sick of seeing LeBron win all of these championships. You know, he wants to get a ring himself. You know, you have Paul George, you know, in Indiana, who said the same thing. You know, we're going to have some fierce rivalries moving forward. And I think that's exactly what the NBA needs. You know, LeBron James now has two back-to-back rings, you know, not two, not three, not four, you know, not five. And LeBron James has been working all summer. There are reports coming out of Miami as well that LeBron James and the Miami Heat actually practiced with shoulder pads on preparing for the game tonight. You know, so if you're anywhere tonight, you know, you want to be watching, you would like to be watching the NBA. You would like to be watching the NBA season getting started tonight. There are some phenomenal matchups. This came in. Ole Miss suspends guard Marshall Henderson for three games. The school has suspended Henderson indefinitely this summer for a failed drug test, but said that Henderson has had good behavior problems since the suspension. Back to that. Great talent down there at Ole Miss. That just came across the desk. But let's talk a little bit about Derrick Rose. He's going to play his first regular season game since tearing his ACL on April 28th of 2012, about a year and a half off. And LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and the Heat begin their quest for a third straight title, NBA championship. And the Hall of Famer said he needed two. You know, will LeBron James get three? It has been 10 years since LeBron James made his NBA debut with the Cleveland Cavaliers. 10 years. How time flies. He has two rings. And Bulls versus Heat tonight, you know, the conference semifinals last year, you know, the Heat defeated the Bulls 4-1 any Bulls season for the third time in four seasons. And LeBron's averaging 30 points a game against the Bulls, second highest versus any team. But you think about those old Chicago and New York Knicks matchups. You think about those old Detroit Pistons and Chicago Bulls matchups. One of the things that we're seeing is I think we're seeing a budding trend where these teams just, number one, don't like each other. Number two, I think the Heat has the defense to play with the Bulls, and they're not afraid to body with the Bulls, get in there and get physical. And that's going to make for a fantastic game tonight, and I think that's exactly what we're going to see. Coming up next week, we're going to be doing some different things. We're going to have a week to talk about the NBA, and it's a great time of year. NHL hockey, yes, I do watch NHL. Hockey season, football season, and baseball season all in one. Basketball season, I mean, this is a prime time. This is one of the greatest times in the sports year when all these sports are being played right now. And it doesn't get any better than this. You know, we had a very, very long summer where it was just baseball, and now baseball is at its pinnacle. It's October, getting ready to finish up that. And then we're going into hockey season, basketball season opens up tonight, and now we're in the middle of a season of the football season as well. These are some things that we definitely want to get moving and definitely are excited about. You know, when I look at Derrick Rose, if you visit CNN.com, my article on Derrick Rose, here's a guy who got a lot of flack for sitting out an entire season to make sure that his ACL was correct. And he was healthy. And I think if you look at him in the preseason, what you're going to see is you're going to see a Derrick Rose who allegedly has added 5 inches to his vertical leap. He was already a 37-inch vertical leaper. Now, apparently, he's at 42 inches on his vertical leap. His three-point shot has gotten better. He's shooting over 40% of 3 points in the preseason. And the Heat began their quest for the third straight title. We are going to see not only one of the newest and most heated rivalries in the NBA, but we're going to see Derrick Rose versus LeBron James versus a healthy Dwayne Wade, if he can keep those knees together. This is a team that Tom Thibodeau has collected players and he has put players together to go up against the Miami Heat and beat the Miami Heat. And let's not forget, the Miami Heat played the Bulls, and the Bulls beat the Miami Heat a couple of times last year without Derrick Rose before they got into the conference semifinals. So let's not forget, this is a team that is not afraid to match up with Miami on any given night of the week and play well. When you look at the time, you know, April 28, 2012 is now in October 2013, over a year off for Derrick Rose. And this guy is coming back. I think he did the right thing. I know he got a lot of flack. I know a lot of people out of Chicago were whispering that you know, he should have played. But I think his teammates believe in him. He's better. He's stronger. And that's what's permeating throughout the Bulls locker room is the confidence that Derrick Rose brings back. And they think they'll be back with the ability to contend for an NBA title. You know, it's an 82-game season. It's an extremely, extremely long season. But I don't think anyone doubts that those Chicago Bulls will be ready. Will be ready come game time tonight. And I don't know where you'll be, but you should be in front of the television getting to watch Derrick Rose and preparing to watch some greatness tonight. And that's exactly what you're going to see. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of football, a little bit of Brandon Merriweather. We're going to talk a little bit about the Seattle Seahawks and the St. Louis Rams last night. And we're going to get the ball rolling, and we're going to get some things rolling. And what you're going to see is a new highlight to Life After the Game, LATG Radio. We've got some great guests lined up for you as well. Stay tuned, LATG Radio. Be right back.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, 216 after the hour. Follow me on Twitter at LifeAfterTGame. Also, feel free to shoot me an email, Lamar@LifeAfterTheGame. I told you before the commercial break, I want to talk a little bit about Brandon Merriweather. Don't know where you've been, but of course, Brandon Merriweather, free safety for the Washington Redskins, ripped Brandon Marshall, actually called the Bears receiver a woman beater. If you didn't know, Brandon Merriweather just served a one-game suspension for leading with his head, and this is something that he has a rap sheet for. He's paid over $300,000 in fines over that. But the Washington Redskins safety got downright personal with Brandon Marshall, bringing up past allegations of domestic abuse against the Bears receiver after he called on the NFL to kick Merriweather out of the league for his head-hunting ways. Quote, "He feels like I need to be kicked out of the league. I feel like people who beat their girlfriend should be kicked out too," Merriweather told the Washington Post on Monday after returning from a one-game suspension for illegal hits on Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey during the Redskins' 45-41 win over the Bears on October 20th. Merriweather was referencing a 2009 misdemeanor battery charge against Marshall for allegedly hitting his then-girlfriend, Rashida Wiley, a year earlier. Merriweather drew two personal fouls, if you didn't know, against Chicago on week 7, one for an illegal hit on Marshall. And this is what Marshall said. He was pretty concerned. Guys like that really don't understand that there is life after football. He told him, by quote again, I respect Lee trying to better our game. A guy like that, maybe he needs to get suspended or taken out of the game completely. These words then said, well, with Merriweather, of course. And that's when, of course, you got the comments about him allegedly having domestic violence against his wife. And this is what Merriweather said. This is what really gets me. This is the meat of the conversation. To be honest, you just got to go low now. Merriweather was fined $42,000 last month for a helmet-to-helmet hit on the Packers' Eddie Lacy. You got to tear people's ACLs, mess up people's knees. You can't hit them high anymore. You just got to go low. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Brandon Merriweather, University of Miami. Nothing against University of Miami, of course, their own sanctions. But as a former NFL player, I, being a defensive player as well, was not too happy with the new rules. I think it's an offensive league. I think they make it extremely easy for offenses to score, and it makes it very difficult for defensive backs to play the game of football the way you want to play. You can't get high, you can't hit here. But to allegedly say, and we've seen some major injuries, you know, the Randall Cobb, of course, speaking of Green Bay, that these hits, coincidentally, no flags and no fines. And when you play the game that way, to literally say it's a difference when this happens and it's accidental. You know, I agree with Brandon Marshall completely. There is life after football. Of course, this is LATG radio. So, of course, there has to be life after football. But one of the things that we want to be clear, and I want to be clear, is that you may want to beat your opponent. And I'll be completely honest with you and say there are times where I will want to hit my opponent and hurt my opponent. But there's a difference between hurting him and ruining his career. And that's something that I think as a football player, Brandon Merriweather should definitely be ashamed of, because it becomes a situation where we are brethren. There are not that many of us. 1,695 jobs available in the NFL. Brandon Merriweather has been blessed enough to play 7 years in the NFL. But to actually go out there and say that, he's actually put a target. And if he does decide to hit anyone else this year, one of the things that he's going to face and one of the difficulties that he's going to be able to face is that now the NFL is watching. And about it, the NFL is watching. I mean, unbelievable to say that. So now you have Roger Goodell and you have all the safety committees now looking at you, waiting for you to hit somebody low again. And even if you don't hurt that person, they're going to go ahead and fine you. I mean, it's just amazing to me that these guys do not use their common sense at all. It's amazing to me that these guys don't do the right things as far as attempting to not only play the game safe, but play the game correctly. I mean, you have to look at what Brandon Merriweather's rap sheet. I mean, this is what Brandon Merriweather does. This is what he gets fined. He gets fined. Brandon Merriweather has had the opportunity to play tremendously. He always been a hitter, and I understand that. And he's played extremely well at times. Extremely well at times. And this is something that when you look at what they're taking away from you, and I understand what he's saying, but it's just unbelievable that as a football player, you know, you can't do that to a football player. You can't do that to one of your brethren. You cannot do that to one of your brethren. And this is something that is unbelievable.
NFL Live OT presented.
And it's just crazy. It's just extremely crazy. I mean, Indianapolis, I mean, look at the ACLs this year. Let's just think about it. So far, the regular season started. At least 54 players have gone on injury reserve with lower leg injuries. There are plenty of big names on the list. Let's just think about it. Not all of them necessarily from hits, but let's think about it. Sam Bradford, who we saw on the sideline last night. Reggie Wayne, who we saw in a dramatic Colts win last weekend. Houston linebacker, All-Pro Brian Cushing. Atlanta wide receiver Julio Jones. New England nose tackle and heart of that team, Vince Wilfork. Denver left tackle Ryan Clady. And Pittsburgh center Mike Pouncey, among others. You know, just unbelievable the ACLs that we've seen. And for Merriweather to go out there and say that he has to go out there and aim for the knees. Go low, go with the hips. You have the. But come on now. This is just $42,000. He was supposed to be out for two games. I'm actually with him 100%. I think he should have got two games. I think he should have got out the season. I mean, those comments is scary. And as a football player, I'm not scared of anything. As a former football player, I was never scared to play in the NFL. But it's scary to know that someone is actually out there. As much as I played and the people that I've seen play and the guys that I play with, it is unbelievable that a guy will go out there and actually say that he's going after his brethren's knees. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Got a couple emails. We're going to take a couple of emails and see what we got here. Got a Brian Merriweather should be kicked out. Well, an Eagles fan. Thanks, Eagle One, for the for the email. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. You know, things like that just cannot happen. And when you think about what is going on in the NFL now with safety and a concussion issue, you want to be able to leave the game some kind. You want to be able to leave. You have to be able to take a step back and look at what's important to you. Life is important. Life after football is important. Football is going to come and go. And I will say, I don't know when Brandon Merriweather's contract is up, but I do believe that this is something. I mean, I'm not a guy that likes to judge. I don't know Brandon Merriweather personally. I don't know what he does. I mean, I just know his controversies. He's been a shooting incident. He was one of the main components, main people in the MIU-FIU brawl, stomping on several Florida international players to the ground. He was suspended by the ACC. It's believed that actually when the brawl may have caused, I mean, it caused his draft stock, his shooting and the draft stock to slip. You know, and he was drafted in the first round, 24th overall, probably a top 10 draft pick. And it really affected. I mean, you have to think about it. He is a guy that is extremely talented. Extremely talented football player, extremely talented, has the whole world ahead of him, and two-time Pro Bowler, AFC champion, two-time first team All-ACC. And to actually say that he's going after people's knees is not the last time that we're going to hear about this. This is going to be a long stretch of problems for Brandon Merriweather. And you heard it here first. And I just hope that he really understands. That, you know, this just can't happen. Take it from someone that was on a concussion lawsuit. Take it from someone who has been fighting for concussion awareness. Take it from someone who knows what it's like to see a teammate go down or see someone with so much ahead of them go down. The wrong thing to do is to actually claim that you're going after guy's knees. You don't want to do that. It's going to happen, but to actually go after their knees and hope that they tear something or tear ACL, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. And I apologize on his behalf because it was extremely selfish. So this is something that is very serious. Actually, make sure you join me next week. I'm going to have some great guys on Life After the Game next week. I'm actually going to be in Washington, D.C. For a concussion conference, speaking with Dr. David Satcher of the Health Institute, and we're going to be discussing some major issues while we're in Washington, D.C. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We're lining up guests as we speak. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. When we come back, we're going to talk about my Detroit Lions' huge win. And I mean huge win over the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Stay tuned, LATG Radio.
This is Lomas Brown, former Detroit Lion and current NFL analyst, and this is my life after the game.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host, former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell. Let's go ahead and get down to business. We had a great, and I mean a awesome, Detroit Lions win this weekend. It was alumni weekend, and unfortunately, I could not be there, but there were a lot of guys there, and this is something that, you know, we've talked about the Lions for a long time, and I'm consistently talking about my Lions, and I know we were 0-16, and a couple of years ago, but you know, we have some young talent. We have some extremely young talent. And we rallied to go come back and beat the Dallas Cowboys. Now, something that haven't done before. You know, it has been a season of senseless penalties. It has been a season of stupid penalties, beating on ourselves. These are just things that if you want to become a winning football team, you want to become a winning football team, you have to learn how to win big games. And you have to learn how to win big games at home. The week before, now the good thing is my Lions have not lost back-to-back games this season. We've always bounced back. We've always bounced back. We lost to a Cincinnati team and a good Cincinnati team at home. We should have won that game. But one of the things that we saw this week was that even though we did not play mistake-free football, even though we did not play great football, we played don't quit football. We played don't quit football. And it gets no better than don't quit football. This is something that I have been begging. And you can hear me on 105.1 Detroit Sports Radio after every Lions game. And one thing that we're going to do, and one thing I was begging them to do, was not to quit. And Dominican Sue, you haven't heard his name for anything bad recently. That's always awesome. Nick Furley is coming around. Finally. We finally have a secondary, and I hate to say that because I did play the secondary there, so I don't want to consider ourselves not good, at least. But we have a very solid secondary who's playing extremely well, and this is how you win games. This is how you win games. You went down a minute and 4 seconds left. Calvin Johnson, Megatron, 359 receiving yards, second only to Flipper Anderson. And mind you, Flipper Anderson had to go into overtime to get it done. Flipper Anderson had to go into overtime to get it done. So this is something that we are extremely proud of in Detroit. Got an email coming in. Always good to get emailed from my Lions fans. Lions 21, Lamar was at the game, saw great alumni, Rodney Pete. Everyone was there. What a great win for the alumni. You know, I don't want to say that the alumni got the win, but whatever it takes, man, you know, whatever it takes, if that's what happened, then let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. 1-888-469-1444. Follow me on Twitter at LifeAfterTGame. Shoot me an email, Lamar at LifeAfterGame. Again, that's Lamar at LifeAfterTheGame.com. This is something that extremely happy. You know, we have a bye week this week, and it's extremely huge to get that big win going into the bye week. We're going to come back with a tough schedule and, of course, our Thanksgiving game. This is something that is a Detroit Lions tradition. I can't wait till Thanksgiving. I'll be in Philadelphia with my family. But one thing for sure is I will be there for Monday Night Football against Baltimore Ravens. But we take a lot of pride in Thanksgiving. And lo and behold, it's going to be a huge game because we have a conference rival in the Green Bay Packers. I was rivaling the Green Bay Packers joining us, coming to the Silver Dome for that game. Going to take a couple of emails again. Lions fan one, what was your this is a great question. Thanks, Mike. Lions fan 25, what was your favorite Thanksgiving moment? You know, my favorite Thanksgiving moment would have to be wearing the throwback uniforms. Throwback uniform. We had the best I don't care what anyone says. We had the best throwback uniforms in the NFL. I don't care what anyone said. We had the best throwback uniforms in the NFL. Oh, it was so sweet. The Hawaiian blue, the gray pants, everything you can ask for. Everything you can ask for, and it's been phenomenal. You can't ask for anything better now than those Hawaiian blues and grays. Classic. Classic. So that would probably be my best moment. I mean, winning on Thanksgiving, of course. But you know what was really funny? when you were actually playing on a Thanksgiving game and you wanted to get home, you would actually, everyone would have a car outside. And what we would do, if we would have the cars outside, and after we won the game, which we planned on winning, we would go straight to the airport and try to be home for dinner. Because unlike Dallas, we had the first game. So when you have the first game, you have a little opportunity to get out. You have a little opportunity to get out a little earlier than the Cowboys. You got a chance to go home. And it would be funny coming through Philadelphia Airport, and people would have actually watched the first game, and they see you coming out there. They say, hey, weren't you just playing? Like, yeah, I was. And it was only an hour and a half flight, but, you know, that was just amazing. That was just a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. And that would probably be my best memory. Going to take another email here. Great name, Sam. I am from Wisconsin. What do I think about the Badgers this year? I think my Badgers are doing extremely well. I think one of the things that we're going to do in Wisconsin is, you know, we really want to play in a January 1st bowl game. January 1st bowl games are usually the games that you want. You know, I remember playing in bowl games where there were only a handful of bowl games that you could go to. You had limited options for your bowl games. And now, there are like 30 or 40 of them. I mean, you can win four games and go to a bowl game. I don't get it. I don't know if I recommend it. But I don't know. I mean, going to a bowl game is what you want to do. The boosters are happy. The school is happy. You get a huge check. But you just can't be satisfied with just going to a bowl game. You want to go to one of the huge bowl games. You want to go to one of the bowl games that you can actually say, hey, this was a January 1st bowl game. We're playing for positions. And it may sound a little egotistical, but I was somewhat spoiled at Wisconsin. I went to big bowl games. I went to big bowl games. So that's something that we did. We always did. And we've got a lot going on, man. We've got a lot going on. We want to go ahead and make sure that, you know, our Wisconsin Badgers are doing some amazing, amazing things. And you want to be able to, leave your legacy at your school. I guess to answer your question, you want to be able to leave your legacy at your school, and you want to be able to say, you know, this is what I did for the program. This is what the program meant to me. And when you walk away with those jerseys and you go back to visit, you go back for homecoming and you go back and you walk the halls of the university, you know, you really want to be proud of your legacy and what you did there. And that's something that I try to teach to the kids that I speak to. This is something that I try to teach to my son. This is something that I try to do to former Badgers as well. And so what we're going to do is we're going to continue to do that. And I hope that what we see in the future is more bowl games, larger bowl games. I like what we're doing up there. I like what the defense is like, with the offense. And I love the 3-4 defense. I love the 3-4 defense as well. So what we can do and what we can continue to do is just be consistent in what we do as Wisconsin Badgers. When we come back, I'm going to have my parting shots going into the weekend. Stay tuned, LATG Radio.
This is Kurt Schilling, and this is my life after the game.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Lockdown coverage. Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Lockdown Coverage. Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are tuned in to Life After the Game with your host, Lamar Campbell. If you wish to ask a question of Lamar or his guest, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or you can send an email to lamar@lifeafterthegame.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, Life After the Game. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell. Always a pleasure, always a pleasure to be here with you. Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to have some great guests on next week. We're going to be doing a little bit, we're going to be talking a little bit about the past conference. I'm going to have an opportunity next week to be in our capital, Washington, D.C., moderating the media panel at the past conference. And that's something that is just... It's just going to be unbelievable. It's going to be an unbelievable opportunity. And this is something that I am very proud of, extremely proud of, that we'll be able to do some amazing things. And I mean amazing things in concussion safety. And when we do that, we're actually going to be able to be sitting on a chair with some important, important media people that we're going to be able to discuss a concussion issue. This is something that we have been very consistent with. This is something I'm very proud of. Just to tell you a little bit about it and make sure you tune in next week. PASS is pretty much the Protecting Athletes and Sports Safety is an initiative, two-year initiative, launched by the Satcher Health Leadership Institute at Morehouse School of Medicine and the Department of Global Health and at George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services to address and combat the incidence of catastrophic brain injuries among the more than 20 million youth who participate in organized sports annually. You know, with the support of the National Collegiate, with the NCAA, and Sports Science Institute, the facilitation of the Satcher Group will be a national movement centered on integrating research, science, and technology to develop model guidelines for prevention and treatment of injuries among young athletes. Chaired by 16th U.S. Surgeon General David Satcher and Dr. Sorrell, clinical professor of global health, staunch advocates for improving health outcomes, PATH will convene key stakeholders for a multidisciplinary coalition to form a council of advisors, explore existing policies, host numerous forums, and introduce an enhanced set of guidelines, techniques, and devices during a national best practices tour with stops in urban, suburban, and rural communities throughout the country. Unbelievable conference. Always good to be in Washington, D.C. If you want to visit the website, it's www.youthsportsafety.org. Again, that's www.youthsportsafety.org. And we're going to have unbelievable. Mark Kelso, former NFL player, Buffalo Bills, is going to be there. Allison Kuskavich, student at Downingtown East High School, not too far outside of Philadelphia. Brian Gusting, head athletic trainer of D.C. United. Ian Heatons, a student of Basava Chevy Chase High School. Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. This is something that is very, very important to me, very important to my son, very important to a lot of the people that we have spoken with, because this is something that you just can't miss. You just don't want to miss. And when you have an opportunity to do something like that and be a part of something like that, it's just a phenomenal opportunity to give back, to be in a room full of professionals that can just making concern for your brain priority. You know, I've had a chance to work with Dr. Satcher, now the head of Satcher Health Leadership Institute at Morehouse School of Medicine. He got involved in the NFL a dozen years ago. This is something that Roger Goodell asked him to get involved in, and it's extremely important that we take advantage of things like that. You know, we cannot take what we do as football players, as parents, as anyone involved in what we do when it comes to soccer, when it comes to the media, myself, when it comes to what we're going to do as a society. You know, it's just Brandon Merriweather. Let's go back to, I mean, with Brandon Merriweather, this is something that I am and we are very excited about. Very excited about, and we are going to be doing some phenomenal, phenomenal things. I'm going to be hosting the media as a primary prevention tool. I'll be hosting. We're going to have Drew Watkins, creative director of Turner Sports. We're going to have Alexis Glick, CEO of Gen Youth Foundation. And we're going to have Jason Pugh, sports anchor and reporter for NBC4. This is something that I'm very honored to have these men on. Very honored to have these men and women. I apologize. And we can't do enough. We just cannot do enough of what we are trained to do. My son loves soccer. He loves golf. And eventually, he is going to be a part of football. I know it. As sure as I'm sitting here. And we cannot take lightly what we have in front of us. This cannot be taken lightly. And we have to continue to move forward with what we have as a community, as football players, as parents. This is going to be huge. Friday, November 7th and 8th, this is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal conference. If you can't make it, we're going to be doing a live tweet. If you can't make it, this is something that is extremely important. And next week, we're really, really going to get the ball rolling and getting things started and making sure that the past conference is not only going to be a success, but it is going to be an insight into what we can do. So, Thursday, November 7th, we're going to have an opening reception from 6 to 8. Remarks from Dr. Satcher, Dr. Sorrell, and Dr. Mark Johnson. And we'll be hosting, I'll be hosting the media as a primary prevention tool. We're going to be having a Q&A after that, as I mentioned, at 1:30 p.m. Again, the website is www.youthsportsafety.org. That's www.youthsportsafety.org. And make sure you join us. Make sure you join us next week. I'll be back live Tuesday with my great guest for the PASS conference and the PASS safety conference. As always, always have the perfect state of mind for success. I'm your host, Lamar Campbell, LATG Radio. See you next week.
Thanks again for joining Lamar Campbell for Life After the Game. Be sure to listen to our program every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. May the coming week be one of greatness in your life. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.